As predicted yesterday afternoon, right here on the channel, the comments made by Nelson Piquet about Lewis Hamilton, taken completely out of context. Numerous media sources are now running with this version of the story after they ruined this man's reputation yesterday. You know, we live in a culture, especially in the mainstream media, where you convict someone first and you ask questions later. There is a reason the criminal justice process is slow. It's not because lawyers are exploiting their clients for more money, though that is part of the reason. The system is slow by design. It allows adequate time for the entire story to process, for the truth to eventually come out. The mainstream media today, they come across a story that fits their narrative and they race to be the first to report it. The facts don't matter. No one takes time to investigate. No one takes the time to look at the situation from every angle. Everyone has an agenda. I'm talking both conservative and woke media. Everyone has an agenda and they twist the narrative to the story to fit their agenda. Yesterday afternoon, we were the only one that mentioned the possibility of Nelson Piquet's comments being taken out of context. Me, someone with no media training, someone who didn't study broadcasting or journalism in college. In other words, someone who hadn't been indoctrinated with the bullshit. But anyway, if you want the full version of the situation between Nelson Piquet and Lewis Hamilton, you can check out the video in the YouTube archives. It was uploaded yesterday afternoon. There's so much going on right now in the wonderful world of woke. Bob Lee did an interview with The Athletic calling out the hypocrisy with LeBron James, the NBA, and the mainstream media. You know, it's strange how these former employees at ESPN suddenly find their voices once they leave the network. Stephen A. Smith is involved in another catfight, this time with Kyrie Irving. Skip Bayless, he's in a catfight with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, pretty much every player in the NBA. Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp, he actually found a winner for his woke mating call contest. He's enjoying a spa day this afternoon, mani-pedi. He's looking forward to a nice round of butt bongo this evening. My sources tell me the lucky winner is a non-binary teacher from Seattle named Apple, who sometimes goes by Bobby. I hear the plan between him and Shay Shay is for Bobby to put his melons in a tub and Shay Shay will be bobbing for Apple later tonight. This afternoon, though, I wanted to circle back to a story that we covered this past weekend. Ricky Trace, the 29-year-old Tran Dan who beat a bunch of little girls in a skateboarding competition sponsored by Red Bull. I was disgusted by this bullshit the other day. I'm even more disgusted with this dude today. Earlier today, the Daily Mail, they published an interview that they conducted with Ricky Trace. Oh, he was so proud. He was so braggadocious. He is so happy to be a champion skateboarder. We're going to get to the Daily Mail interview in just a second. I was actually able to find out more information about Ricky Trace, information that wasn't available this past weekend. First, just in case you guys missed this video the other day, let me show you the fierce competition Ricky Trace conquered over the weekend. Look at all these tough competitors. We have 13-year-old Shiloh, who enjoys hosting slumber parties with her friends. We have 16-year-old Jordan, who is excited about obtaining her driver's license. 10-year-old Jury, she's looking forward to her trip to Disney World to ride the teacup ride. Now imagine the surprise of these young girls when they arrive at the Red Bull competition and find out they're competing against this dude. My sources tell me these young girls were terrified, and rightfully so. Who can blame them? Ricky Trace has more fucking facial hair than their dad does. This skateboarding competition, it was supposed to feature all females. The majority of the female competition, they were minors under the age of 18. Then you had Ricky Trace, who looks like he's heading to the next Hell's Angels rally. In case you haven't figured it out yet, Ricky Trace is a transgender female, or transgender male. I'm not entirely sure how they classify it. Let's just make things simple. He was born with an Audi. From what I can tell, he still has an Audi, but for the last couple of years, he's been taking hormones. So he calls himself a woman. Ricky Trace was born Richard Batrace in Los Angeles. He was a second-class petty officer in the U.S. Navy. For years, he was married to an actual woman. I mean, a real woman. Not someone who calls themselves a woman, but still has the ability to catch their natural cucumber in their zipper. Richard Betrayes was also a father. He has three children. 2 years ago, while the rest of us were fighting for our freedom against the evil lizard Anthony Fauci, Richard was fighting his own internal battle. Richard did not want to be Richard anymore. He wanted to be Pretty Ricky. So he transitioned into this. Well, I guess I shouldn't say transition. That's the wrong word. I couldn't find any evidence of Richard Betrayes actually transitioning into a woman. The only thing he did was change his wardrobe. Ricky tried to qualify for the Olympics last summer. He wanted to make history. He wanted to be another first. I want to be the first man to win a gold medal in female skateboarding. Unfortunately for Richard, the Olympics, they just weren't interested. They would not allow him to compete. They ran a series of tests on him and determined, you're a fucking dude. But that didn't deter Richard. No. He was determined to beat women. Which brings us to the Red Bull competition from over the weekend and him beating little girls and the Daily Mail interview published earlier today. The Daily Mail. They asked Richard about his newfound fame, how he felt about being known as the grown man who beat little girls. Richard replied, I'm not going to take it easy on them because they're kids. Age and gender don't count. Are you out of your fucking mind? What kind of grown man says something like this? When I'm wrestling around with my nephews, guess who wins? It ain't me. I allow them to win because that's what men are supposed to do with children. Let them win. Encourage them. I don't care if we're playing baseball, wrestling around, playing football. It doesn't matter. The kids win. I can't tell you how many times my 5-year-old nephew will ask me while we're playing around, was that good? Am I good? Did I do that right? Am I winning? Now, that doesn't mean I let them win all the time. They have to learn to lose too, but I take it easy on them because they're kids. Richard claims age and gender don't count. Well, gender must count, Ricky, because the Olympics wouldn't allow you to compete against women. Age and gender absolutely count. There's a reason 18-year-old kids aren't playing in the NFL. There's a reason dudes aren't allowed to fight women in the UFC. There's a reason soccer has under 18 divisions, under 21 divisions. But Casey, this is skateboarding. It's completely different. There's no physical contact. Yeah, that's the same point Richard tried to make to the Daily Mail. Skateboarding's more about skill. It's more about strategy. We aren't physically touching each other. It's kind of like race car driving. Age and gender don't matter in NASCAR. Okay, Richard, then how come you got to be 18 to compete in NASCAR? How come you had to be 18 to compete in Formula One? If age really doesn't matter, why do all these leagues have minimum age requirements? Also, if that's the case and gender doesn't matter, how come you just won't compete against men? You claimed you weren't all that buff, that you weren't muscular. If skateboarding's not about physicality, how come you're not competing against dudes? But KC, I identify as a woman. Well, that's fine. You can identify as a woman, but I ask you again, how come you won't compete against men? Wouldn't it be a far greater accomplishment to be the woman who beats the men at skateboarding instead of the man who beats little girls? Ricky says that he didn't become interested in skateboarding professionally until it became an Olympic event in 2020. Strangely enough, that's around the same time he decided to become a woman, too. Look, I don't know anything about skateboarding. I don't know how they separate age, or even if they do separate age. Clearly they don't, or at least Red Bull doesn't. I don't know if men have a competitive advantage in skateboarding over women like they do in every other sport. Judging by the rankings, I would say men have some kind of advantage. Richard was ranked 839th against men. Young Shallow, 133rd against girls. Yet somehow, when Richard became Ricky, he was suddenly able to win. But this argument about age and gender, that's not what this is about. It's about right and wrong. I told you guys before, the time for tolerance is over. We can no longer afford to be tolerant with members of Woke United Methodist because they always take shit too far. If Ricky Trace is allowed to compete against little girls in skateboarding, what's next? Will bearded Bob, who sometimes identifies as petite Paula, will he be allowed to compete against young girls in wrestling? You gotta draw the line somewhere, and the easiest place to draw the line, dudes against dudes, girls against girls. It's that simple. Enough of this bullshit about inclusion. You want to be included, compete against your own gender, not your identified gender. What's being lost in this story about Ricky Trace or Richard Betrace is his three innocent children, the youngest of which is only 2 or 3 years old. The other two young boys are 5 and 7. Now just imagine, you wake up one morning at 7 years old, and dad has become mom. According to the Daily Mail, Ricky Trace hasn't seen his children in over a year. His ex-wife moved to Minnesota with the kids, and he still resides in Los Angeles. Now, it's unclear why she moved. She didn't respond to the Daily Mail's request for comment. My assumption would be she don't want any part of this and doesn't want her children exposed to it. That would be my assumption. Ricky Trace claims that his wife and children are supportive of his transition. I find that hard to believe. He claims his relationship with his ex-wife has never been better. If things have never been better, how come she's not coming to your defense publicly? How come she's not commenting about how she moved your kids 2,000 miles away from you? Like I said, that's just my assumption, pure speculation on my part. And again, I have nothing against transgender people. I have nothing against Ricky Trace. He's grown. If he wants to become a woman, that's his right to do so. My problem, I think the problem of most people, is the expectation that the rest of us should accommodate you. And the main problem, exposing children to it. But let me know what you think. Ricky Trace, stealing a skateboarding competition from little girls, then boasting about it to the Daily Mail. I'm not taking it easy on them because they're kids. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.